This is BCB 106.6 FM. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
Hello and welcome. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in and talk about what they do and why they do it, and we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guest is Faye Mitchell, who will be telling us all about West Yorkshire's Denim for Dementia. Hello to you, Faye. Welcome.
Hello, Mike. You all right?
I'm fine.
Thanks.
Okay, so before we have any of your 10 tracks of music, give us a bit of an overview about what Denim for Dementia is about.
Okay, so Denim for Dementia is a fundraising event that is raising funds for the Alzheimer's Society. It's very much what it says on the tin. I'm encouraging schools and local businesses to wear denim for the day, contributing £1 to the Alzheimer's Society.
Okay, that's a good overview. What about the music today? 10 tracks you've brought along. Is there a reason why you've chosen the tracks you've chosen?
Yeah, so every track has got sort of a purpose behind the fundraiser event or something personal to me, why I'm supporting the Alzheimer's Society. So, yeah, I don't want people out there thinking she's got a quite varied taste in music, so it's all really about significant tracks.
Okay, let's go with track number one, Dave Dundas. Why that one?
Well, this is quite relevant because it's jeans on, and this is what we're encouraging people to do on the 24th of January.
I pull my old blue jeans on. Taking you back to the 1970s, Dave Dundas and the Jeans On song. We're talking today about West Yorkshire Does Denim for Dementia with Faye Mitchell. Faye, tell us a bit about dementia. What is dementia?
Okay, so dementia is an overall term for diseases and conditions by a decline in memory, language, problem solving and other thinking skills that affect a person's ability to perform, really. So Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. So dementia is the overall arching umbrella, and underneath that you've got certain diseases, Alzheimer's, vascular dementia, a few others that probably people have heard of.
Okay, and how big is the West Yorkshire Does Dementia, Denim for Dementia? Because it started as Pudsey, didn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah.
So have you changed the name because it's just getting bigger than Pudsey?
So, yeah, so basically my mum's got Alzheimer's disease and this is where it all stems from. And I wanted to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society. So in January this year, I thought, why not Pudsey come together as a community, raise awareness for the disease. There were all the schools in Pudsey, nearly all the businesses in the local town street wore denim for the day, contributed £1, and I raised £12,500. Now, with me raising that amount of money, I just knew that this event needed to keep going. I didn't want to just keep it to Pudsey. I want to make it eventually a national event, hence why I've started off calling it West Yorkshire Does Denim for Dementia.
Okay. Before the next piece of music, it's all about denim and dementia. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed that you're not wearing denim.
Well, actually, I am. My jeans are on.
Yeah, but I thought, as you've been involved with denim, you'd be an authority on fashionable designs
in
denim.
I am sorry about that, Mike. And can I just add, though, that you're not wearing denim either.
Funny enough, I'm preparing for this program. I recognise that I don't have any denim.
Right, okay.
So let's take the next piece of music. What's the next one?
Okay, so because I'm trying to encourage the schools to do the charity day and also raise awareness within our younger generation, we've got What I Go to School For by Busted.
Tell my friends cause they will laugh. I love a member of the staff. And I fought my way to front of class to get the best view I've heard.
you go to school for?
Busted, and that's what I go to school for. We're talking about dementia, so we've got Faye Mitchell telling us all about it, and the way they're raising money for this horrible illness. Is dementia an illness that really is associated with old age?
I'm glad you've touched on that, Mike, because no, what I'm trying to do, as well as raise a lot of money to try and find a cure, because we've got to remember that any type of dementia, including Alzheimer's society, not society, but the Alzheimer's disease, has no cure. So, no, it doesn't affect the elderly. Someone in the UK is 30. That's the youngest person to be diagnosed with dementia. I know lots of people that are caring for their husbands. They've set up a group for young dementia carers and patients. They're in their 50s. I believe someone's just been on the local news. They're 52, who's just been diagnosed with dementia. So it's not an age, a natural part of aging. Anybody can get it at any time. It's like other long-term illnesses. But with this one, there's no operation. There's no treatment. There's no cure. So basically, you get a diagnosis of dementia, and that's it really. And it's a bit like fairy lights, if you can imagine. So it's the brain is slowly dying and shrinking. So one of the fairy lights now has gone off, and that's your memory. One of the fairy lights has gone off, and that's your speech. One of the fairy lights has gone off, and that's your mobility. So it's just basically the brain is just dissolving, really.
And does, like you said, the fairy lights going out, yeah, does it tend to happen to be in the same order for everybody?
No,
the same,
no, everybody's happen? Journey of dementia, Alzheimer's, will be totally different. Like my mum hasn't spoken in about 4 or 5 years. The only thing she says is yes. So you can't have a conversation with her. But I could meet someone. My mum's had Alzheimer's for 7 years. So I could meet a patient that's had it for the same amount of time as my mum, but they could be talking away. I mean, they might not make any sense, but still they could communicate.
And how easy is it to cope when you have dementia in the family?
It's hard because you're losing that person that you love right in front of your eyes. You know, I walk in to see my mum and she doesn't know who I am. She hasn't said my name in, like I said, 4 or 5 years. I've got 2 small children. She's never had a relationship with them. It's coming up to her anniversary. You know, we don't know if she can remember that day, being married to my father for 40 years. It's just stripping her of her dignity, her pride. She doesn't look the same. You know, it's soul destroying.
What are the rewarding times for you and your mum? What do you like doing together?
Well, I suppose, you know, after 7 years, I've come to learn to live with the disease. And instead of hating the disease with a passion, then I've come to sort of embrace how close me and my mum have got. You know, I put her makeup on. I still try and make her look the same as she did before. I dress her. I help her with her feeding and her drinking. And so I suppose, yeah, it's just really brought me close, because I'm looking after my mum as if I'm looking after one of my children now. So you'll never break that bond of a mother and daughter. So I'd like to think the disease has made us closer.
Okay, let's take the next piece of music, which is?
Okay, so we've got Get By With A Little Help From My Friends, which for the Alzheimer's Society is one of their theme tunes, really. Yeah.
Cheese,
it is the music of the Beatles with a little help from my friends. We're talking about West Yorkshire Does Denim for Dementia with Thay Mitchell, who is telling us all about it. And you've talked about dementia and how bad it is as an illness, but how do you recognise somebody's getting it? One day, do you say, there's something going on here, yeah. Something's different?
Yeah. I suppose my personal story is my mum was 64, so again, quite a young age to have the diagnosis. And I actually went to see her when I was pregnant with my first child, and off I went with the scan, and mum, you know, you're going to be a grandma, I'm pregnant. And I just didn't get, like, the response that I wanted from her. There was none of that joyous that I was expecting from mum. So over the weeks, she seemed to get very upset about things and couldn't sort of get her words out properly, you know, like forgetting or stuttering and things. And like I said, the whole sort of how she took on board me being pregnant didn't sit right, really. And then there was one poignant moment where she forgot to put, like, the mincemeat in the lasagna. So just little things like that didn't add up right. And I actually thought she was depressed. I thought she's forgetting things because her mind's elsewhere, blah, de blah. So, yeah, off we went to the doctors, and after doing the memory test, they were a bit, didn't score as well as she should, really. And it was a brain scan that gave the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So I just want to say to people out there that, you know, it can be misdiagnosed. A lot of people go, and doctors might say, well, you know, it's your age, or you're a bit depressed and things, then please really fight for that memory test if you think that you need it, or a brain scan, you know, because I just think with a diagnosis it just puts everything into perspective, doesn't it? You know what you're dealing with then, and you can move forward as a family and as a person and get the right help that you need.
And from that initial worry, yeah, about your mum not, yeah, quite reacting, yeah, correctly to being pregnant, how long from then to being diagnosed as having dementia, how long did that take? Is it a long period of time?
No, only a couple of months, really, after the memory scan and then the brain scan as well. So it's just, it came within a couple of months, and, yeah, within that we got the help really that we needed. But I must say that I took the news quite blasé, really. I was like, oh well, it's only Alzheimer's, you've not got 6 months to live, not knowing what I do now, really. You know, I didn't know much about the disease. I thought she'd just sort of forget my name now and again, or go upstairs and forget, like we all do, oh, what have I come up here for? But, you know, 7 years on, it's been a real shock as to what this disease really does mean.
Okay, let's take the next piece of music, which I think is to do with your mum.
It is. I've got to dedicate this to her because she's called Carol, and this is something that I sing to her and try and encourage her to be a bit of alert back with me. So, yeah, it's Oh Carol, and this is for you, Mum.
Fool. Darling, I love you. though you treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Neil Sedaka and O'Carroll. We're talking about Denim for Dementia with Faye Mitchell. So, when is Denim for Dementia Day?
Okay, so Denim for Dementia is the 24th of January 2020. I know that seems way off, but it's not actually. We're quite near Christmas, aren't we? The TV are putting on the Christmas ad, so it's coming.
So, why the 24th of January?
I don't know. Just this year. It happened in January. I think it was the 25th this year. It's no specific date. It doesn't have any memories to me. It was just after Christmas. I thought maybe the kids at school would like to get on their skinny jeans, something to cheer us up with. And yeah, that's just how it came about, January.
So on the 24th of January, yeah. Denim for Dementia Day. Mm-hmm. Is it just a matter of wearing denim, or are there other bigger things going on as well? Are there parties or anything else?
Yeah, I mean, like this year, people, like in hair salons, they did raffle prizes. People did like cake sales at the care residential homes. We're actually doing an incentive. Some of the care homes are making denim flowers, and they can wear them on the day rather than putting on their jeans or a denim shirt. Like I said, the schools, I'm running a school competition alongside the day with a prize fund of it's £500 for the winning school, a runner-up prize of £250 and a third prize of £100. And that's to get our younger generation talking about dementia and their awareness of it and why someone in their family like grandma or granddad might be changing and not recognise them anymore.
Okay, and how many local schools and businesses are involved so far?
Okay, so within Yorkshire, we've got 25 schools signed up so far and around 50 businesses. Within Bradford itself, it's three of the schools, and I'd just like to name them now to say thank you. Dixon's Music Primary, Dixon's March Bank and Beckford Thornton. We've got a business called PRS Printers who are in Bradford. So today is about me coming and reaching out to the Bradford community and saying, come on, more schools join in, get that denim on for the day, raise some serious money and join in with the school competition and also the local businesses as well. Come on, work with me and let's make it a huge day.
I'm sure some mums and dads are listening while kids are at school and they might want their schools to join in. So if they do want to join in, how do they go about getting on board?
Okay, well, I've already sent a blanket email out to all the schools in Yorkshire. So it's really to not disregard that email and open it and have a read of it and join in. But yeah, any school can get in touch with me on my Alzheimer's Society email address, which I'm more than happy to give that out. They can join with the Instagram pages. They can look on Facebook. Yeah, they can get in touch with me. I'll even give out my mobile number.
Well, let's give all those details out after the next song.
Yeah, no problem.
What's the next piece of music?
So we've got number five. We're going to relate it back to the jeans and the denim theme. This is a song that my kids really like as well. It's Forever in Blue Jeans.
Talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
pardon me, I'd like to say we do okay, Reverend Blue Jeans. Baby, tonight, baby, tonight, by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance.
Neil Diamond and Forever in Blue Jeans. Okay, before that, we touched on about how people can get in touch if they want to become involved. So do you want to give out the details of any websites or social media and emails?
Yes, okay. So my email address is faye.mitchell@alzheimers.org.uk. And then the Facebook page is Pudsey and Friends Does Denim for Dementia. Please don't be put off with the Pudsey thing. That is just how it all originated. And once you set up a Facebook page, it's very hard to amend it once you've got so many followers. Instagram page is Denim for Dementia. Also, I'm on Twitter a lot as well. So, and then also my other email address is faymitchell1@icloud.com. So there's various ways to get hold of me. I really don't mind, you know, email me whenever, request a friend request from me. If you can't find Pudsey and Friends Does Denim for Dementia, just Faye Mitchell. So yeah.
Okay, and it's Denim for Dementia. And would I be right in thinking that you've got multiple aims out of what you're doing here? It's not just about raising money. It's about educating people about dementia. Is it about educating kids about dementia?
Yeah, I mean, I've touched on, you know, how it's not an ageing process, you know. So it is about educating us all about the disease. But really, I'm trying to branch out to our younger generation because... you know, we've got to remember that, you know, a six-year-old might be, who's had a really great relationship with grandma, you know, slept every weekend, grandma's picked them up from school. Why all of a sudden is grandma forgetting who they are, forgetting their name? And I want to really build on our kids having awareness, but also how they can still have a relationship with that loved one. You know, just because they've got dementia, they don't need to shy away. You know, let's still go see our loved ones. My mum, you know, I'm a big believer that when I put my arm around her or I give her a kiss, you know, she can still feel that emotion and that sentiment. And I always make my children, you know, give her a kiss and a hug and try and interact with her as much as they can. One of the schools that I really want to touch on, my good friend Samira Khan at Dixon's March Bank, she's just emailed me about how their PHS CE. I didn't have them at school, but they're going to have their lesson around dementia and getting the kids talking about it. And she's asked me, do I want to go along, do a bit of a session on it, which I'm more than happy. So, you know, we could have good things here, you know, learning our children about this awful disease. So thank you, Samira Khan, for doing that. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it must be very difficult to get the right balance rather than educate rather than scare.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a dementia champion, which means I can go along to businesses and schools and do a 45-minute slot on getting people to be dementia friends, basically, and more dementia aware. But they are tailored, obviously. You know, if I go into a business of adults, then I tailor it to them. But kids, you know, we could make it fun and intriguing and make them want to learn about the disease, really. Because let's face it, I mean, I think in Yorkshire alone, we've got 850,000 people living with dementia. So
it's a lot of people, isn't it?
Definitely a lot. So, you know, I'm sure if I went into a school, you know, how many of them students would have a loved one with it, you know, once we got talking about it.
Okay, tell us a bit more about the actual fundraising. 24th of January, 2020, mm-hmm. Denim for Dementia.
Yeah.
So how much are you hoping to raise?
Well, I mean, when I spoke to the Alzheimer's Society in January this year and I told them what I was doing in Pudsey, they was like, how much are you raising? I was like, oh, probably about 5,000. So when I sat there and counted £12,500, you can imagine the excitement I felt, Mike. But well, I think I read in a newsletter, because I'm now a volunteer for the Alzheimer's Society, a registered one. I think they've put me down for £20,000. So can we beat that? I'm sure we can. Yeah. I've got every faith in the people in West Yorkshire.
And is it just West Yorkshire, or have you ventured out of the county?
Yeah, yeah. West Yorkshire is just one of it. So we've got West Yorkshire does Denim for Dementia. We've got Harrogate there doing it. We've got the huge company Direct Line. I work for the Department for Work and Pensions. They're doing it. So imagine if I got the 80,000 staff that work throughout the buildings in DWP to do it. So, yeah, I've just made the schools generic, because we've got actually a school in London that's doing it. So it's called Our School Does Denim for Dementia. So it's anybody and everywhere. You know, a bit like the memory walks that the Alzheimer's Society do, and national, and everyone can get involved. Well, this is how I actually want Denim for Dementia to roll out.
Okay,
national and big.
Let's have the next piece of music, which is...
Okay, are we on number six?
I believe we are.
Yeah, so we touched upon memories and how my mum is suffering and I can't communicate with her anymore. So it's the little things that I miss talking to her about. Oh, tell me, Mum, you know, when I was born and what time was it and how much I weighed. You know, I can't find that things out anymore. So it's just this was number one on the 21st of May 1976, the day I was born. So yeah, I just thought that'd be quite nice. Fernando and ABBA.
I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. I was so afraid, Fernando. We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry. There was something in the air that night, the stars. If I had to do the same again, I would.
than Gray Fernando. Since many years I haven't seen a rifle in your hand. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? Do you still recall the fateful night we crossed the Rio Grande? I can see it in your eyes, how proud you were to fight for freedom in this land. There was something in the air that night, the stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though we never thought that we could lose, there's no regret. If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend. Something in the air that night, the stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though we never thought that we could lose, there's no regret. If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend, Fernando.
That is the music of ABBA and Fernando on BCB 106.6 FM. This is our Top 10 with me, Mike Kelly, and our guest, Faye Mitchell, who is telling us about West Yorkshire Denim for Dementia. If you would like to be included in future editions of our Top 10, then please send an email with your details to hello@bcbradio.co.uk. Now, if you were working it out, you shouldn't have been, because Faye, our guest, has given her age away in that last song. And so before that, we were talking about how much you're hoping to raise. And you said 20,000, which I reckon is an underestimate. I reckon you're going to get a lot more.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
What does the money go for?
Yeah, so it goes to the Alzheimer's Society. It'd be help if I could say the word, wouldn't it? And then, yeah, I've just got a few key messages actually here from the Alzheimer's Society, so I'm going to read them. So the Alzheimer's what is going on, Mike? Right. The Society funds research into the cause, care, cure and prevention of all types of dementia and has committed to spend at least $150 million on research over the next decade. So our little pot of money, I say little, yeah, 20,000 plus, you know, is a huge amount to raise. So that will go into providing information, support, fund research, campaign to improve care and create lasting change for people affected by dementia. Some of the other keynotes here from the Society are that dementia deaths are rising year on year, and 25,000 will develop dementia this year. That's one person every 3 minutes. So it's quite scary, and I'm useless with numbers, as you've just...
So with dementia, you've said how many people it affects.
Yeah.
Is there any way of sort of having a different lifestyle to stop you catching dementia? Because you say it's a disease, yeah, not to do with ageing.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like cancer, isn't it? They say, you know, not to smoke, to exercise regular, to, you know, just look after, not eat a lot of processed foods. They just don't know why or how, you know, you get dementia. You know, obviously lung cancer, you could put that down to smoking, etc. Couldn't you? Liver disease, you know, down to drinking. But they just can't define the reason why someone gets dementia. I mean, could it be a fall? You know, do you hit your head? They're now saying it to about footballers, aren't they? That head or a ball. You know, is that true, or is it just a myth that people are coming up with? You know, is it hereditary? You know, should I be worried? They're saying that dementia overall, in most cases, it is females rather than males. So Again, why that is, I don't know, but this is why we just keep having to raise money, because I really don't want my children to have to look after me. Although she's my mum and I love her to bits and I'll always do it, you know, I don't want my children to be having to look after me like I'm having to look after my mum. You know, I want them to grow up in a world where this isn't life-threatening.
How did you become involved with all of this? Is it purely because of your mum becoming ill with it?
Yeah, that's it. It's just after 7 years, I thought, you know what, I hate this disease with a passion, but I've got to turn my hatred into something positive. Otherwise, you can just sit here and wallow in it, really. And, you know, I love being on the radio. I love being on, I do a lot with Yorkshire Live TV. So I just thought, why not? You know, connections, yeah, into fundraising. And with my kids going to the local schooling, that's where it's all stemmed from.
Okay, let's take the next piece of music as we are running out of time.
We're number 7, aren't we? Yep. Well, this is just a thank you song for everybody that supported me in the past and going forward. So it's Thank You by Dido.
Here's our top 10, and that's Dido, Thank You. And we're talking with Faye Mitchell, who's telling us all about denim for dementia and Alzheimer's. We're talking about all sorts of things here, but you've touched on about dementia and how bad it is.
Yeah.
So through dealing with it, have you met lots of new friends who are in similar situations and having to deal with it?
I have, yeah. I've met... a lot of people that, especially at the time of my fundraiser in January, I remember one time I was just going for a swim at the local swimming bath, and this lady put her arms around me and said, thank you, you know, so much for raising awareness, and you're doing a great job. So yeah, I've met a lot of carers. Like I say, I've met a lot of carers that are looking after people in young dementia. And so it's really touched on me that that's why we need to get the key messages out there, that it's not, you know, like I say, an old person's disease. But I just want to give a big shout out to any carers, really. You know, you do an amazing job. And always remember that, you know, there is help out there. Remember that you need to have a break. And as much as we love our loved ones and they want the best for them, and there's only you that can look after them in a certain way, remember that there is, you know, get in touch with your local councils, and, you know, there's carers that can come in and help, or there's respite, or there's, you know, they don't have to go in homes, but they could give you a week's break, you know, like I say, but like respite, because, you know, if you're poorly, the carer's poorly, then how are you going to look after the person that you're caring for? It's all about your well-being as well, because you do an amazing job. So, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things I was going to say to you, how do you manage your time? Because you're a parent, you're working, you do stuff on the radio and TV, and you're looking after your mum. Yeah. How do you fit it all in? Because if you're not careful, you can burn yourself out.
Yeah, I think I do thrive, Mike, off of the buzz of doing things like this, though, and like I say, and raising an amount of money. And seeing my mum and doing these day-to-day things like looking after my children, you know, they're not a chore to me. Time's precious with my mum now. So I think even though I can be a bit stressed, or I'm thinking, oh God, I've only got a half hour slot here and there, you know, that drive over to see her, then I've got to always remember time's precious. She would have done anything for me. If I was poorly, mum would be there for me. So that's exactly what I'm going to do for her.
Okay. And your next piece of music is by Andrew Gold. What's the logic for this one?
Well, you know, all the dementia patients out there, all our loved ones, I'm sure they'd want to sing this to us, all the carers. So it's, yeah, thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac, whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Being
BCB 106.6 FM, our top 10, and that is Andrew Gold. Thank you for being a friend. We're talking with Faye Mitchell about denim foot dementia, and well, you're raising lots of money and lots of different things going on. Ooh, it sounds like there's a lot happening behind this denim foot dementia. Mm-hmm. Is it just you on your own who does it, or is there a whole team of you, or other volunteers involved?
Well, we are branching out, yeah, for more volunteers. So Harrogate does denim for dementia. He's been run by one of the volunteers for the Alzheimer's Society, yeah. And with the help of the society themselves, you know, they're helping me with posters and getting in touch with their local volunteers to see if they can spread the word. Newcastle, it's launching there. It's launching in Scarborough. So, you know, it's in a sense it's a fundraiser that I've set up, but now it's sort of growing wings and flying. I just want to touch on that Yorkshire. If you remember Children in Need or Red Nose Day, Lena Henry stood there up on the stage. Well, that could be us in about 10 years' time. And everybody will say, do you know where it started from? It started in West Yorkshire, did this event. And look, it's now raising millions.
Okay, and you're raising good money anyway. But yeah, if people wanted to donate rather than just wait for the Denim for Dementia Day on the 24th of January, can people donate to you anyway?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to donate to the society, then just get in touch. I would like to really, on the 24th of January, even if people want to donate, maybe wait a bit nearer the time, because it'd just be great to add it to the overall total to say, look, this is how much the actual event raised. But do remember that, you know, it doesn't have to be that you wear denim on the day. You could hold, you know, in your local community centre a coffee morning, etc. Just do anything. Like I say, Children in Need spirals into anything that you want to really do on the day. But the incentive is that, yeah, we do wear denim, but I will be happy with anything. And like I say, Mike, I want to see you in a pair of jeans and I want a photograph on the 24th of January, okay?
I'll see what I can do. Okay, time for the last but one song, which is?
Yeah, when I was counting out that money in my mother-in-law's house, lo and behold, did I know what I'd raised. So I really felt like belting out this song, We Are The Champions, because we did it, guys. We raised an incredible amount.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go home.
That is the music of Queen. We're almost out of time, so just a final quick word with Faye before we go. You've been talking about denim for dementia. The big day is the 24th of January. Mm-hmm. You want schools to get on board, join
and
in,
any business. Yep.
Yeah. So what's the key message you'd like people to take away from today's programme?
I just hope I've given people an insight to the disease and just raised a little bit of awareness, and hope that you'll join me, you know. And if you have got a loved one and you need to talk, I don't mind that either, you know. Even if you don't want to do the fundraiser and you just want a bit of advice or anything, anyway, I'm here for anyone that is going through what I'm going through, and we can smile and we can have a laugh about it and bring some joy to this cruel disease. So yeah, hope I've raised a lot of awareness out there, Mike.
Okay, and give the contact details for anybody who wants to get involved about the 24th of January or anything else.
Mm-hmm. So it's faye.mitchell@alzheimers.org.uk. You can find me on Facebook, Faye Mitchell. Find me on Instagram, Denim for Dementia. Pudsey and Friends does Denim for Dementia. Or if you can't get any of that down quick enough, just, you know, ring into the office here and they'll pass on my details. Thank you, everyone.
Faye Mitchell, thank you very much for coming
welcome.
In and telling us all about Denim for Dementia.
I think I needed my teeth in at some point, though, didn't I? The society will be going mad.
I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind is open. That you got skin to skin on my neck. Don't you stop, boy. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I shouldn't. Something about to prove it. I'm bulletproofing. Know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, 'cause I'm a taker, 'cause I'm a giver. It's only nature. I live for danger.